Thanks for tuning in to the Secret Ingredient Podcast from Digital Sandwich, where we believe that everyone has a story behind their story, and that is where the secret ingredient lives. Unleashing the secret ingredient through a combination of personalized custom content, social media, and paid advertising is the very best way to build the relationships that you need to grow your business. With that being said, let's see what's in the kitchen and find out this week's secret ingredient.
Now, our guest today is someone who doesn't just walk into a room, she makes an entrance. Leaving a trail of engaged minds and warm smiles in her wake, meet Kathy Romito, a bona fide people magnet with a knack for weaving words and relationships into something quite magical. Kathy's not just about making connections, she's about making them count. With a toolbox filled with public relations savvy, social media mojo, and a dash of that risk-taking zest, she crafts stories that stick and relationships that click. Like that? Relationships that click. Yeah. Whether she's rallying the troops at an event or delivering key messages to key folks, Kathy's all about the ripple effect of real, meaningful impact. So let's not keep the excitement on a low simmer. Welcome, Kathy.
Thanks, Adam. Happy to be here.
Kathy, what do you do?
Wow, that's a loaded question.
Yeah.
Technically, I am in marketing and public relations for Western Reserve Hospital, but fully engaged in the community, you know, serve on boards, work with committees, nonprofits, churches, schools, chambers, cities, pretty much anybody out there that wants to collaborate or just build better business relationships.
How many organizations are you involved in?
I'm on 5 boards.
Oh, good.
But I definitely support a number of other nonprofits, so probably 6 to 8 of those.
Yikes. When do you sleep?
At night.
should ask Joe when you sleep.
Yeah.
When does that actually happen?
I think honestly, I tell people, I don't watch a lot of TV. And So, you know, you can go morning into night if you don't sit down, because the minute I do that, it's over.
Have you ever stumbled upon a hidden gem of an opportunity just waiting to be discovered?
Sure.
No one else saw it, but you did.
Well, yeah. I think one of the things actually we were just talking about recently within the organization is, and it's been a long time, but we were ahead of our time, was the fact that we put nanoseptic pads in the TSA bins when you traveled through the airport. And it was the first of its kind in the world, actually. It was a germ-killing material. So when you put your shoes and your bag and your cell phone in there, then you're not picking up the next person's germs. And we were approached by the Akron-Canton Airport. No one else would do it. No one else believed in it. And we kind of chuckle now, right? Like post-COVID, that would be a huge thing that would be used by so many companies. And I think they're still in business, but we were the first of its kind to collaborate with an airport. And, you know, that was primarily my vision working with them. And so the hospital has hung their hat on that for many years.
Good grief. That's very cool. Mm-hmm. I don't even think I knew that story.
I don't think you were around then. Yeah.
No, that's kind of, yeah, that's neat.
Yeah.
So tell me about, so I think we all have a point where we sort of hit a wall and the normal rules, the normal playbook just doesn't cut it. Can you share maybe a story where you had to throw out the rule book, which is probably a little difficult for you, but you throw out the rule book and you just kind of forge your own path and come up with your own unique solution?
I think I did that early on with Women's Network, way back when, before they were part of Greater Akron Chamber. You know, We had gotten to the point that, you know, we were boots on the ground, but we knew we needed to grow and we needed to be bigger. And to stay as a separate entity would have held us back. And so we had to look at a merger with Greater Akron and make sure that made sense, because to keep the mission alive, we couldn't keep doing what we were doing. And it worked. So how do you leave something that was working, but you knew if to be better, you had to let go of the way it had always been? And so our merger in with Greater Akron was incredible. We have many more women that we're touching at key levels and really making a big difference. But we had to realize that we couldn't continue to just to be boots on the ground if we wanted to get to the place where all women had a chance to be empowered and to really question those gender equity issues within our community.
sort of in the same vein, tell me about a time where you had an aha moment, where you believed one way, and then all of a sudden it clicked differently, and you had this aha moment.
It was probably working with you, to be honest. I think.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, where am I getting my information?
Yikes.
You know, I think the concept of social media for me in the beginning, I had a very, you know, strict notion of what I thought it was supposed to be. I, you know, watched a couple videos and early on and done some major or minor research, I should say. And then I started working with you and really looked up and figured out that social media was the tool that we needed to continue to engage our audiences, no matter what those would be. And how important that was. And so it really took time and effort. It wasn't just something you could do on the side. It wasn't just the ketchup, right? It was an essential ingredient to the sandwich, if you will. And so we had to, you know, I had to figure out how to make it better and continue to learn. And that wasn't my primary role. I was hired to do public relations. And so to tackle digital marketing and some of those, you know, more intricate concepts that go along with that, I had to really be open to listening and hearing it and seeing it differently. And, you know, you've given me nuggets over the years that have, I actually act like I'm an expert now. Cause I'll be like, did you know if you did this? And they're like, you're so smart. I'm like, trained by the DS team.
Yeah. Jeez. So, you know, pivoting, would you say that that was almost a pivot because it was sort of like an afterthought, a box that you had to check as far as marketing goes for the hospital or the organization is, this is just a box that we check. It's not necessarily like a focus. So was that a little bit of a pivot at some point?
It was. I mean, we print rack cards and we print flyers and we put them in the doctor's office and it's stagnant, right? Your chances of someone actually reading it, you know, you don't really know. It's probably minimal. But with social media, you know, we were able to grasp that audience and you have to do it differently. Like it can't just always be technical or medical. Like you've really taught us on the team how to be kind of funny or take a different angle or be more proactive and engaging. And that has really changed for us. Like we've grown a lot with just adding real substance and content to social media and not just trying to say it's something that we did because that's on the checklist that you do when you hire a new doc or when you bring on a new specialist.
Right. Well, it's an opportunity to humanize, right? You know, and people don't live, they don't exist solely inside of this isolated bubble that we want to put them in by only feeding them the content that we want them to know, right? So, so adding those other layers in there and knowing our audience just indicates to them that we know them. You know, is it Simon Sinek talks about people want to know your why? I think eventually people want to know your why, but when we're talking about transactional type stuff, they want to know that you know their why more than they want to know yours.
Yeah. You know, I like Brene Brown a lot. Mm-hmm. And so I always think of her quote about we're hardwired for connection. And there is a way to do that through social media. And I've kind of figured that out, you know, just that giving docs personalities, giving the hospital personality, bringing in the culture, talking about what really drives us, not just the five stages of cancer. Like anyone could Google that, right? We go on to WebMD and get, you know, answers that we are looking for. But, you know, you have to have a relationship with your healthcare system and your providers, just like you do with the people that you work with every day or your family or your friends. And so I think that's been the beauty for me with social media is figuring out how can I make this real? You know, I think, especially with physicians, that's kind of a God-fearing complex. And so they think that, but they're people at the end of the day. You know, I saw Dr. Naruse, one of our docs, you know, he was sitting waiting for his own prescription yesterday outside the pharmacy. Like he's a human being. Like he takes prescriptions too. And, you know, he goes to the doctor and.
Yeah, it's like the Entertainment Tonight Club. Celebrities are just like us.
Yeah,
doctors are just like, they're waiting for their scripts too.
Yeah.
That's funny. You know, it is an opportunity to connect. You know, I always compare it to like the weatherman, right? So we're delivering content surrounded with our personality. But if we don't surround it with our personality, you're just a guy delivering the weather. Whereas we tend to get, you know, what channel of news do you watch? Mm-hmm.
Channel 3.
And who's your weather girl?
Holly Strano.
Absolutely, right? And so do you feel like you know her? Because she delivers content every single morning into your home that dictates your day. And we have the opportunity to do on that social media every day. I think of, you know, especially like with a hospital or medical, there's an assumed or there's an assumption of acumen, right? Like I'm assuming that you're going to be able to treat me when I come there, right? You're probably going to be able to fix what ails me. What I need to know is what that experience is going to be like. You know, I was at the hospital not too long ago with my wife. She was having an outpatient thing done and I was lost. And I mentioned to you that I was lost and somebody walked me to where I needed to go. And you're like, well, yeah, that's a rule. I don't know if you use the word rule, but like that's what that is what happens. Another time I was there also, I get lost at Western Reserve a lot apparently because another time I was there for a networking event, I couldn't find where I was going and it was like a head of a department took me somewhere and you're like, why were you with Dr. So-and-so? And I'm like, I didn't know who that was. They just they noticed I was lost and they took me to where I was going. I mean, that's cool. You have different things like that, though.
We do. We call them the non-negotiables. And, you know, we have great healthcare systems in this region. We're not going to deny that. Everybody provides great care. So it's the extra stuff that you do that makes it valuable. You know, think about a restaurant that really goes above and beyond for you. It's the same thing. You know, one of our things, we have free valet parking. We escort all of our guests to their destination. We have concierge bedside pharmaceutical help so that you're not having to leave and stop at another pharmacy. You just want to go home, right? You've been at the hospital, you've had surgery, whatever the case might be. So we do some of that stuff. Everybody who comes out of surgery gets the free doctor's order chicken noodle soup to go home. You know, it's those extra things that really matter to people. The way we have unlimited visiting hours, you know, the fact that we have liaisons all the time that can help the patient talk to the physician, you know, and we're just a little bit smaller than some of the bigger organizations. So we're able to provide that extra level of care that sometimes in the bigger hospitals that you don't get. And so what you are speaking of is exactly that. It's everyone's job, from President Dr. Robert Kent all the way down to the valets, for example, or the housekeeping folks. We all know that that's our job. Nobody's immune to it. We all know how to push wheelchairs, and you better believe if there's a patient that needs it, you're going to do it.
That's super cool, but you nail it, right? So we do the thing, but it's the delivery of the thing that sets us apart, right? So I'm in marketing. I think there's four other marketing agencies on the same street. The experience of us is going to be different. We can all kind of do the things, right? And I would even say that those, I don't even look at them as competitors. They're all very capable, right? They're all very good. I wouldn't have a bad word to say about any of them. But the experience is going to be different. Go where the experience is most like what you want. You know, the other thing that happened when we were there, you bring up the pharmacy. The nurse took me to the pharmacy and helped me get everything up to the counter and asked if I needed anything else. That's crazy. That's crazy to me.
It is.
It was very cool. And we did not have to, for that very reason. I needed to get her home. We got her home just fine. It was incredible.
Well, and I think that's one of the reasons that we transparently work with you, is that your vision to be different aligns with our vision. You know, we don't want to be like everyone else. And so we want out of the box thinking, you know, we're always looking for ways to improve patient care, to make it more accessible, to make it more easy and comfortable, because there's nothing about medical care that doesn't cause anxiety or stress at some level. And so when we engaged you, it was a long sales cycle. but when we finally, when we got there, I mean, you know, you've made great headway and people really respect the work that you're doing for us for exactly that reason. You know, we don't want just another marketing firm. We don't want just another relationship with the city, with the chamber. You know, our connections are what make us different and what we pride ourselves on. And that's primarily my role. If you talked about the secret ingredient, you know, people have often called me the ultimate connector. I think one of my top Clifton strengths is includer. So, you know, I'm always trying to figure out, you know, how do I have this contact that could be helpful to that contact and make those connections, because then, you know, now I've done something great for both of those people and that enhances my relationship with them in the hospital. So when the city or the chamber or anyone else that we work with ask, we really try to do what we can to help. And I think you do as well. You've gone above and beyond for the hospital. I know I have you on speed dial. I can't find my toolbar on my email anymore. What did I do wrong? You know,
That's funny. I mean, and that's a great segue because when I think of, I mean, it's no secret you and I are close friends as well as business colleagues. Certainly, that's developed over the years because of our business relationship. But when I think of my friend Kathy, I think of Connector. I think of that you are the person that connects the folks in the room that need connected. Tell me about a time when that has served you well. Just give me a story about connecting.
Yeah. So I think, you know, I look at relationships as extremely important. And I always tell people, particularly new into the networking world or building relationships, that no matter who it is, talk to them because you never know when you're going to need that person. And the hospital's been able to call on, you know, favors, if you will, because of the relationships I've built. So I think of the time that, you know, I sat with Eileen Shapiro at a luncheon. The hospital had very little relationship with her, and I was able to ask her to be a keynote. We have direct access to her now through Greta Johnson. She showed up for our ribbon cutting. You know, there was no one else in the hospital making those relationships with the Metro Parks or Victims Assistance or, you know, other municipalities. So that's definitely a key role of what I do. And I do think it's pretty easy for me because I see the value in people knowing people. And mm-hmm. So I love to do that. I think of an example when Faithful Servants Care Center out in Talmadge, great organization, provides free emergency care for folks that are underinsured or uninsured. They needed some medical equipment for a patient who couldn't afford it, right? Obviously, given their circumstances. I was able to introduce them to Marty Shoemaker from Clifford, right, who has a warehouse full of equipment. Marty was glad to share it. Faithful Servants was glad to get it. You know, so I'm always thinking in my head, there's no logical relationship between a funeral home and an emergency care center until I put it together in my head. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how I've always operated. You know, this person may not have a benefit to me. I might not need a garage door repair person, but you better believe when Jake Ricker called and said, "Hey, my garage door's broke. Do you have someone?" I say, "Absolutely, I do." And then I'm able to make that connection. So I'm literally keeping like a little Rolodex in my head of who people are and what they do and what's the best way to make that connection for them.
Well, because it makes you more valuable. Very often when we talk about referrals, I think this is what drives me nuts, even about like referral groups and organizations, okay, and whatever, is the referral is all about the person giving, you know, getting the referral. And I think that's missing a huge point. The person giving the referral has made themselves an asset and valuable to the person getting the referral as well. You know, so when I got a guy for everything, that allows me to be more valuable to the people that I care about, you know, and I can vouch for them. I can pre-vet these folks. And they don't have to go, you know, maybe this isn't what I should say, but they don't have to just go Google and trust reviews and whatever. That handoff is still, you know, I mean, I'm in digital marketing, but still that personal handoff, there's nothing more valuable than that. You know, we try to transfer trust and we try to leverage digital trust by reading reviews and seeing about a digital presence and such like that. But if you tell me this is the – we were just talking about veterinary clinics before we went on. If you tell me this is where you go, I trust that because I know that you have not only the knowledge but the experience, and you wouldn't recommend them. Right. If they weren't recommendable.
Right.
People forget this. Why aren't I getting recommended? Have you thought maybe you're not recommendable?
Maybe you don't provide a service that we want.
Maybe you are garbage. So one last question here. Where is it at? What did I do with it?
Was it going to be a zinger?
No zinger. I promise. All right. I promise. What did I do with it? So if you were to whip up a recipe for success based on your journey so far, what would that one indispensable secret ingredient you'd throw in to spice things up and why? Pretty sure I know what it is. But how do you think that ingredient has seasoned your path?
Can I have two?
Sure.
Can I have lettuce and tomato?
Sure.
Okay. The first one is communication. I think that's what lacks often in relationships, mm-hmm. you know, just the easy communication of where things at, what's going on, not to mention the personal communication, what's going on in your life, how are you? I think that segues into the next thing, which is building good relationships, really concentrating. And I don't always mean, you know, knowing what they do, you know, do they sell paper, but really knowing about them, because that's what matters. It's the know, like, and trust. Mm-hmm. And I think everyone wants to get, to your point, to a referral. Why won't you refer me? I don't know you that well.
Right.
You know, I know you passed a business card to me at an event, but I want to know you. I want to know that your kid just won the championship soccer match this weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to know that, you know, your favorite season is Christmas and you can't wait till it gets here, because those are the things that bind us as people. It's not the fact that you sell paper or that you do marketing or you provide healthcare, but at the end of the day, the level playing field, if you will, is that we're all individuals. We're all people with massive feelings and thoughts and wants and dreams. And the more I know about that, the better we are together as, you know, either business colleagues or friends. And that really enhances what we're able to do. And it allows us to continue to support each other and build those connections for each other that we may not realize that we need. And so I'm all about lots of heavy communication with people and just really getting the deep dive. There we go. Into who people really are. And I want to also mention that I think it's important is I've had a friend just recently tell me that I have the most diverse group of friends, because I don't want to just be friends with people that look, sound, and think like me. Like, I'm always trying to find people out there that don't share my opinions or that think differently.
Yes.
That's why I'm a big proponent of adding arts and culture into things that we do, because that's a whole different world. And those folks operate at a completely different level than I do. I'm not overly artistic, although I can act. There we go.
Yikes.
Adam's laughing at me.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I think if you're going to build your business correctly, you need to make sure that you have diverse clients, diverse coworkers, diverse friends, because that's the only way to get the whole picture really down and build those relationships.
Well, we don't want to exist in an echo chamber, right? If we only surround with I think like-minded in the fact that we're trying to grow, whatever grow means, that's the only like-minded that I'm really concerned about. I like the diverse opinions. I like people that challenge me, disagree with me, tell me I'm a buffoon. I need that. I absolutely do. Otherwise, I'm just always right. And who really wants to be always right? It's kind of boring, frankly. And we're never going to get what we weren't going to get anyway.
Yeah. There's no growth in always being right.
Right.
No growth.
All right. Are you ready for the rapid fire round?
Oh, yeah. Let's do this.
Okay. Brussels sprouts, yes or no?
Yes.
Early bird or night owl?
Neither. I like...
Nonsense. You're up at like 4. What are you talking about?
5:30.
Okay.
But I do like sleeping in till 7.
Sleeping in. Sure. Coffee or tea?
Oh, equally both.
Get out of here. I can't even talk to you anymore. Innovation or tradition?
That's tough. I have to pick?
Yeah.
Okay, I won't lie. Tradition.
Is network a noun or a verb?
It's a verb.
It's a verb. What's your favorite sandwich?
Cheesesteak.
There's nothing better than a delicious cheesesteak. I also like cheesecake.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Cheesesteak.
Those are good, too. Man.
Yeah. Delicious. All right. Well, thanks for coming on. This has been fun. I mean, we talk every day, but it's fun to kind of do it this way.
Absolutely.
And I think we definitely figured out what the secret ingredient of Kathy Romito is. Kathy, if people want to get in touch with you, what's your social media of choice? You active on like LinkedIn or?
LinkedIn's great for personal or professional, either one. And then obviously directly at the hospital if anyone wanted to reach out.
Okay, awesome. This has been The Secret Ingredient. I'm Adam LaFaber with Kathy Romito. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks, everybody.
Ever feel like your marketing strategy is like throwing spaghetti at the wall? Well, at Digital Sandwich, we literally do that. Introducing The Spaghetti Session, a half-day extravaganza where we map out your entire year of marketing on the wall. No more guesswork, just strategy. We dive deep into messaging, content pillars, posting calendars, ideal customer profiles, offers, you name it. Imagine leaving with a plan so clear it sticks better than well-cooked spaghetti. So grab a fork and join us at our next spaghetti session. Digital Sandwich. We make marketing stick.